This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour now on the Good Day Health Program. Doug Stephan here with my friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic, his heart clinic down in Central Florida. Ken, known around the country as one of the premier scientists when it comes to cardiological things. I was going to say stuff, but that's not academic enough. It's things. Things, trials, figuring out what's going on, does a lot of research, and certainly uses all of the things that he studies to benefit you and his patients. In the manner of speaking, you can become one of Ken's patients, whether it be directly at the clinic in Florida or you can do it online. Telemedicine is so prevalent these days. 352-735-1400. So if you're new to the program, we have a couple of new stations in the last week or two. So folks that are now going to tune in to Ken and his way of thinking, his way of working as a cardiologist, we focus on but don't stick to things that are matters of the heart, if you will. So perhaps we start, Ken, by talking about alcohol consumption and what that does. This seems to count every time we turn around. There's yet another study about something that conflicts with something that we've said before. And it seems to me fairly recently we talked about having even light alcohol consumption isn't good for your heart. Or maybe not good for something else. So that's the question, isn't it? Whether it's good for your heart or something else. Just because it's good for one part of your body doesn't mean it's good for another, right?
Exactly. And I want to spend some time on this. So we need some time on this because this report published just recently in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, very reputable cardiology journal, is going to create some confusion. And I want to make sure that it doesn't. Because in this study, they discovered, very good scientists, that there is a decrease in the risk of heart disease by very light to moderate drinking. This is defined as one drink per day for women, 1 to 2 drinks per day for men. The risk of major heart problems such as heart attack were 22% lower among light to moderate drinkers compared, Doug, to people who rarely drank or abstained entirely. Importantly, the take-home message from this study is not to go out and drink, because as you so correctly pointed out, there's just been a ton of evidence about risk of any alcohol consumption. And we know that there's a significant increase in cancer in patients who drink. So again, the take-home message from this was not to go out and drink to reduce heart disease. What they discovered in this study was why there was a benefit in drinking in the brain that was mediated as lower heart risk. And what they discovered was that the alcohol, which many people realize, creates stress reduction. And there's a specific area in the brain that was identified in this study where the alcohol acted to lower the mental stress, and the end result was lowered heart attacks. So the take-home message from this study is not to go out and drink to lower your stress because of all the other adverse effects, bad effects of alcohol, like significantly increasing your risk for cancer.
Yeah.
The message here is we need to work on mental stress reduction and how important mental stress is to the onset of heart disease and heart attacks. And we can talk more about some of the research that's going on at Mount Sinai showing these smartwatches that I've been a big advocate of and got you on, where there's good medical science showing we can now measure mental stress and actually give people feedback on their actual mental stress with these wearable wristwatches, the one that we gave you, and we can talk more about how these actually work to accurately measure our mental
health. Well, go ahead. I think I look at mine, and I see all kinds of information that I didn't get before, and you have encouraged me, actually over the past year, to use this so the information could be compiled.
Right.
You yourself can look at it anytime to see what's going on with me. We use that app. It's a little different than the smartwatch that people can get at the Apple Store.
Correct.
But still has some of the same things and then some.
This is not a watch that you can get at the Apple Store. This is an FDA-approved wearable smartwatch that we gave you. And it's been validated. That's why the FDA approved it. And there was another big validation study just announced that was done at Mount Sinai Medical Center using the same technology that you're wearing, Doug. And how this works, you know, it sounds like Dr. George Jetson. It's really the future of medicine.
There's George Jetson. Dun, 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 dun.
But I feel like Dr. George Jetson when I talk about this. But this is because this really is the future of medicine. And this wearable, it looks like an Apple Watch, but it's so much more than an Apple Watch because of HIPAA. It does not act as a phone, but it collects a lot of data easily stored on an app on your phone. But what it does for mental stress is it measures two variables. Do we have time to go into this right now?
I want to give it its as much time as it needs. Let me do a couple of things here as we progress to help pay the bills. And then back to smartwatches and what they can do for you. And more importantly, how you get one of these things. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I looked at a Yale study this morning, Ken, about obesity and how that may blunt your brain's response to sugary and fatty foods. So one would wonder what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Once you get to be obese, once you get your body mass index to be way out of kilter, what do you do about it? Maybe that's the focus that I need to take for the next 60 seconds while talking to you about Calitrin, because as hopefully you've heard me over the last 7 years or so talk about Calitrin as the number one choice for healthy weight loss. There are all kinds of ways to lose weight. Just stop eating. In a manner of speaking, something you'd get advice from a good doctor, stop eating. But what you're eating, the portions you're eating, that sort of thing, all goes exercise. But there's a way of supporting what you're doing that goes way beyond just the simplistic idea of losing weight. And that is keeping the weight off. And so there's a reason you take this product, Calitrin, just before you go to sleep. It gets to work on your body as you are resting, as the pieces of your body rebuild themselves. The ingredients, the natural ingredients in Calitrin, work toward rebuilding your body, stabilizing it, and therefore making it easier to lose the weight and to keep it off. So you want safe weight loss? Then go to the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. Check out there are all kinds of ways, various ways of helping you, supporting you to lose the weight and keep it off. They have counselors available. So don't kid yourself. This is not an easy thing to do. We all know that. Getting weight off, especially as you get older, not easy. So give yourself all the tools possible. The best way to do it is the safest way by losing weight, taking a product that's all natural. That's where Calitrin comes in. Go to toploss.com. Check out why this has become the number one weight loss product, healthy weight loss product in America. Lose the weight safely and keep it off with Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, please.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain. better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back now here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with our focus now on the smart watches. Ken wants to have a few more minutes to talk about not only how using them could save your health, your mental health, but there are other really good reasons to be using this tool, right?
The smartwatch, as many of us know, collects our blood pressure, our heart rate, temperature, oxygenation. You can count steps. You can assess your sleep. They send electrocardiograms. But one of the factors newly placed on these smartwatches, which we're using in our office, which I am so excited about and has been validated and also recently validated in this very large study at Mount Sinai Medical Center, is measuring and giving you immediate feedback on your mental stress. Because unfortunately, we weren't born with a monitor of our own mental stress. You know, we can sense if things are too hot or too cold, but we can't really sense unless we're almost at the edge of our own mental stress level. We don't have that canary in the coal mine that tells us early on, hey, you know, my stress level, it's a little too high. I need to adjust my lifestyle so it doesn't get way too high. The reason why this is so important is that as a preventive cardiologist, I know how important mental stress is to your well-being, how long you're going to stay on planet Earth. Mental stress, shown in good medical studies, is as bad on the heart as cigarette smoking. And unfortunately, up until recently, we've had no way in our own bodies to measure this and to be sure what our mental stress is until it's too late. So now we have this wearable watch, and what it does is, around the wristband, it's measuring your radial pulse, and it measures two factors. First is your heart rate acceleration. And, you know, some people have a very flat heart rate. It looks like a Kansas wheat field, whereas some people's looks like the Eiffel Tower. It goes up and down all day. And that is so unhealthy. That represents a lot of mental stress, that heart rate acceleration. The other variable that the watch in real time continuously measures is heart rate variability. This is the distance from each beat. You know, if you look at your heart rate or rhythm on an EKG, it may look regular, but if you take out those calipers, you'll see there is variability in the time from beat to beat. This is from the autonomic nervous system. Heart rate variability is healthy. When you're relaxed, there's more variability from timing of beat to beat. When you're stressed out, the heart has less heart rate variability, and this is measured by the watch. So the watch takes the heart rate variability, your heart rate acceleration. It gives you a number from 1 to 100, under 50, good, over 50, bad.
So there it is. Check that out more. If you want to have a consultation with Ken on this, good way to do it is to call the office at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Coming up, some more focus on Ken's specialty cardiological items, if you will. That's next here on Good Day Health.
Complex complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Into the fold with Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week on Good Day Health. He and Dr. Jack Stockwell provide information every week that is special, different, important, necessary, I would say, for you to keep up with what's going on, medical changes, all the work that's being done, everything, the information is changing so quickly. I want to talk about artificial intelligence, frankly, as it plays into medicine. I'm trying to get that info from all of our specialists here associated with Good Day. But before we go there, let's talk about stroke, the problems that people have who don't get good rest, and what that does to the stroke quotient, to your vulnerability, Ken.
Yes, more importance on how long and how good quality sleep you have, how it dramatically affects your health. This is published this month in the medical journal Neurology, that if you don't have good quality sleep, if you're not sleeping enough, you're going to significantly increase your risk of stroke. I think people who sleep well, maintain regular bedtimes and wake times, Doug, there's just more and more good medical evidence that they significantly lower their mortality risk compared to those with an irregular and less sufficient sleep pattern. More and more studies confirming this. I think sleep, we don't recognize how important it is to our overall good health. And fortunately, there now are sleep doctors who specialize in sleep. They just didn't stay at a Holiday Inn, and they really know this area. So if you're having trouble, find one who has had special extra training in sleep, and these people, the good ones, are unbelievably helpful. Many of them started out as pulmonologists studying the lungs, started out as general internists, then specialized as lung specialists, then super specialized in the sleep. These are the folks who really know this area. There is hope. There's a lot of things that could be done. Sleep apnea is incredibly common. If you don't like CPAP, there are now these mouth guards that dentists who have experience make them. The Mayo Clinic tells us they're just as effective as CPAP. So there are some really nice, much easier ways of dealing with sleep apnea. If you're dealing with insomnia, talk to a sleep specialist. See what you can do about staying on planet Earth longer.
You know, one of the things about this, there are lifestyle selections that we make, choices. Then there are job choices. I think as I travel around and see these over-the-road truck drivers who have to rest 8 hours, and it could be if you start your trip at 4 in the afternoon, you drive for 10 hours, and then you have to take 8 hours. I think maybe it's either 10 or 12 hours. You've got to take 8 hours off. They could be in the middle of the night. They drive, and they stop for 8 hours. They get up, and they start driving again for another 10 hours. People like that that do not have regular sleep patterns, plus the fact they stop and eat the bad food at the truck stops, you wonder, you know, if they aren't, without knowing it, sort of a suicidal because of this problem with sleeping and what it does, getting, you know, not only stroke stuff, but there are a lot of people who sleep poorly and they have nerve pain problems, they have cramps. There's all over the board. If you don't spend money to buy a good mattress and have good pillows and things that you make you want to go to bed and be excited, not maybe if you have a good partner, that's an exciting thing too, but whatever gets you into bed and keeps you there so you get good rest, that's what Ken is talking about. So certainly there's as much emphasis as can be placed on that. When I talk about losing weight, the stuff with Calitrin, that's best taken when you go to sleep. Hopefully it will give you a good night's rest, which we all need. Thank heavens for a good night's rest. More coming up. Certainly you are gaining in information from Dr. Ken, so we continue that in a moment.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden confuses the crowd at a speech in Connecticut and then appears confused as he tries to leave the stage. This incident is trending on Twitter right now, with voters from both sides of the aisle weighing in.
When the president closed his speech, it had a somewhat odd ending.
All right. God save the Queen, man.
That was after wrapping up comments on his administration's efforts to combat gun violence. Conservative activists are pouncing on the statement, noting Queen Elizabeth died last year. I'm Dave Collins.
Secretary of State Blinken in China to meet with President Xi. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre on the goal of the talks.
To establish communication channels to help manage competition so it does not veer into conflict, which is something that we have said, keeping those lines of communication open. Two, to stand up and speak for American values.
Laura Winter Winters, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and member FDIC.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
With Dr. Ken Kronos here this half hour, 34 minutes after the hour right now, our weekly get-together with Ken, artificial intelligence and what it is doing. I have been asking all of our specialists on the Good Day program to weigh in, and I think we probably have had a little conversation about this as the issue develops. Now there's more concrete information, Ken, coming out about what happens if you're working with artificial intelligence. What's the latest there?
It's just out this week in the Journal of Applied Psychology, Doug, that people working with artificial intelligence systems, they can be lonely, suffer from insomnia, and drink more heavily after work. The employees who use these artificial intelligence systems seem to be more likely to be helpful to fellow workers, but that may be triggered by their own loneliness and need for social contact. So it's fascinating that people who work in this field all day, it affects their health, how they interact with people. And
well, it makes sense, doesn't it, when you think about it?
Absolutely.
They're dealing with machines all day. So let's take this one step further. As we talk about AI, I was on the Good Day program this week talking about how there are people using voices of talk show hosts. Rush Limbaugh, for example. Somebody is using AI to create a new Rush Limbaugh program using his voice. And, you know, it's not him. So let's go into, if there's such a thing as an artificially intelligent doctor, let's say somebody's bound to create a robot that may be better at some things than some of you are. I saw something that suggested that artificial intelligence is proving itself useful in reading medical charts, imaging, that sort of thing. It can pass a doctor's licensing exam depending on how it's built. And now it has the ability to read doctors' notes and anticipate the risk of death
or somebody going back to the hospital. This is a machine that's being developed by a team at Grossman School of Medicine in New York City. The software is being applied in hospitals throughout New York. This is the damnedest thing. I think this is dangerous as all get out. I don't want some machine telling me without any feeling that this is what your chart says or this is what's going on. I don't know. Am I wrong? Is this a better? It looks like for some circumstances it might be better than what doctors are doing because it's flawless. The insight by the artificially intelligent being has studied all these health records from tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that, however they get this stuff, they've got it. And in seconds, they can look at whatever the charts show or whatever their radiological study shows and tell you what's wrong and how to fix it. It's a test.
Doug, I think this big picture, I think this is similar to any technological crossroads human beings have faced it from the beginning of time. You know, you could have said this about anything, about air flight. Oh my gosh, look at the problems it could create, but look at the solutions it can create. And I think AI has the same issues. This is new, and there are great ethical ways to use this, but there are incredible potential, as you have mentioned just a few of them, unethical ways of using this and harm and dangers. So it's going to be all in how this is approached. Clearly, it's not going to be kept out of medicine. There's no way you're going to keep this out.
But what
we need to do is avoid the potential horrible outcomes that you are beginning and well articulate. Because it's like any other new technology, it's all in how it is ethically applied.
So, in the circumstance where, maybe I'm going out on a limb here a little bit, but the whole idea of a non-person telling me what's wrong with me and how to fix, how is there, can you sit and ask them? I'm asking questions, probably have no answer at the moment.
I surely hope that that's not where we evolve to, and I'm not voting for that. I don't know who is, other than the people who are developing this.
See, okay, so you hit the nail on the head there. There are these hospital corporations, Tenet is what comes to mind, because they own the local hospital. They've made a disaster out of it to the point where nobody wants to go there anymore because the service is awful. So what do we do if a tenant decides they're going to make more money by having robots work with you instead of human beings? Then I could see them doing it because they're for profit. They want to make more money.
But no, they're not going to make money if no one goes there.
That's thank you. You always have the simplest way of putting things, in point. I get it.
I think this will be, in your example, it might be tried, but if everybody runs as fast as they can away from it, it will be retooled, and that's what happens in the evolution of these items. So people need to vote with their feet.
All right, let's talk about something that's good for men who are having a problem with what is referred to as ED. The FDA has approved an over-the-counter dysfunction gel this is an interesting name, Eroxin, I believe is how you pronounce it. All right, so what's the scoop for men who have ED? There are all kinds of things. I can't tell. There isn't a week that goes by that I don't get something in the mail from some doctor who says that I can fix, not that I am, whatever the problem. I'm one of millions who may have a problem, and here's how you can fix it. Does this really fix it? What are you just rubbing on, I'm guessing, by looking at the info here?
I mean, imagine the committee that came up with this name, Eroxin.
Eroxin.
And this is from the FDA. This is legitimate, Doug.
Uh-huh.
And the FDA this week has approved the over-the-counter marketing of Aroxyne. It's a first-of-its-kind topical gel, Doug, for erectile dysfunction.
So how is it different than what you can, what a pill? Is it the same stuff that's in the pills? Viagra, Cialis, Levitra?
No, well, it's... The difference is exactly what you just said. It's a pill, and you need a prescription. This is a gel that you put on the head of the penis before sex, and it works in about 65%.
You buy it over the counter.
You buy it over the counter.
How long does it take to work?
10 minutes.
Okay.
And, but it's available in Europe right now. It's available in England, Belgium. And it was just approved by the FDA. It's not clear when they're going to have it available, but it will be, and this will be the first.
$30.
Over the,
right? I'm looking at this. I've just looked it up. Yeah.
$31.22.
Yeah.
For a four-pack. So that's
okay,
pretty
that's
neat. That's,
more, that's cheaper than Viagra and stuff, I guess.
And no prescription.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. Let's see where it goes.
And no systemic effects, so it goes right to the spot.
Yeah, right to the spot, as it were. All right. Well, put that down, ladies and gentlemen. Write this down. Aroxyne, Aroxon. When it comes to to a drugstore near you, Dr. Ken.
No pun intended.
No, of course not. But it's time for us to pause again. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a story for those of you who need to balance. The key here is the word balance. Balance 7 is great for your insides. And wouldn't you know, the folks who have created Balance 7 to neutralize acid and alkalinity in your body so your stomach will work to its best and your body will be healthier, because without a gut being in tip-top shape, you have no immunity. All right, so now Balance 7 has done something that is basically the equivalent for outside your body. It's called My Smooth Skin. It goes on, and you can get a, if you order a gallon of Balance 7, that's not hard to do, it's four bottles, all right? You put that stuff in your stomach. Now you put My Smooth Skin on your skin. You get crepey skin, wrinkly skin, that kind of stuff. My Smooth Skin is going to become a part of your order if you order a 4-month supply of Balance 7. Four bottles, and then you get My Smooth Skin. Let's kind of think about this for a second. If you are putting creams and things all over your body, you're trying to get, so that you don't look old, right? Hopefully you stop drinking coffee and alcohol and eating bad stuff and smoking. That's not good for your skin. But if you want to, stop doing that and then use Balance 7 for your outside, that is called My Smooth Skin, help yourself, right? Balance 7, it's easy to get to it. All you have to do is get on the phone right now, dial 800-793-9039. Get all the benefits of Balance 7. Balance, the number 7.com is also where you can go. But I think it's easier. Most people say they like talking to somebody when they order. So call 800-793-9039. Then you don't get the worry about whether you're going to have repeat orders and you have to stop it and all that stuff. So right now, the best part of this is the impact inside and outside on your body. Balance 7, 800-793-9039. Use the code word Doug and ask him also for your My Smooth Skin.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calidrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back on the treadmill here, literally and figuratively, exercising our mind and our bodies with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. All right, so there's been another study on Alzheimer's. This is something that's bothering more and more people, with good reason, because it's affecting more and more people. So what sort of words to the wise do you have here, Ken, from this research?
Well, I guess you're talking about pointing out the symptoms of Alzheimer's that everyone needs to know.
Yep.
And there's 10 of them. We can go through them real quickly. And some are obvious, some are not. But you want to count down? Just give me
number 10, the big voice announcer. I'll be number 10.
All right. Aggression and agitation.
Mm-hmm. Number 9.
Mental confusion.
Number 8.
Difficulty with speech and writing.
Number 7.
Mood and personality changes.
Number 6.
Withdrawal from social interactions.
Number 5.
Decreased or poor judgment.
Number 4.
Changes in vision and spatial awareness.
Number 3.
Confusion of time and place.
Number 2.
Difficulty with problem solving.
Number 1.
Maybe the most obvious of the symptoms of Alzheimer's you need to know, and that's memory loss.
So if you have all of these, does it mean you have Alzheimer's, or can you just have one of them and it means you may be going down that road?
These are early warning signs of Alzheimer's, in those we love, our friends, whoever, and just one can be an early sign. Don't overdiagnose. Don't overreact. It's just time to be awareness and maybe talk to the doctor if a further evaluation is needed. But it's important that changes, that Alzheimer's is not the only cause. But these are just things to be aware of.
I think if you Google top 10 Alzheimer's symptoms, that'd be a good way to keep in track with it. Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Past the hour now. Good day, health time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology, joining me, Doug Steffen, with advice, info. If you want to have personal info and advice from Dr. Ken, I encourage you to call his office at his clinic, Lake Cardiology. The number there is 352-735-1400. It is something that you will not regret in any way, shape, or form. There is a question that has come about as a result of our discussing loneliness. There was a point in which you were discussing how AI can be associated with loneliness. And so the question comes on what else loneliness does. I know that we have seen some information about how being lonely could cause you to die earlier, especially if you're a cancer. Loneliness increases the risk of death. If you have cancer, some people don't want to get close to people who have cancer because they're afraid they'll catch it. Isn't that amazing, that ignorant point of view? But there are people studying this, and I wonder if you want to comment on how, in specific terms, this affects cancer survivors, Ken, loneliness.
Yes, it's a great question because loneliness has many of bad ill effects on the body. It can cause high blood pressure, heart disease, as you mentioned, obesity, a weakened immune system, and that's where it may increase the risk of cancer. Causes anxiety, depression, your ability to think and remember declines. It actually can promote Alzheimer's disease, what we were just talking about, and even lead to death.
All right. So A word to the wise, I guess, as much as anything else. You need to be social. That's kind of, if you can, you have people around you, that's a big help. After you've suffered from some of these horrible things that are a part of being a human being. One of the things that's going on this week, Ken, is it's Diabetes Week. The first known documentation of diabetes symptoms goes back to 1552 BC in Egypt. And when you work it ahead from there to now, the melting pot of information, I guess I would wonder when, looking back at the history, this has been Flag Week, so we've been talking a lot about the history of our country, and I don't think we spend enough time, frankly, talking about the history of medicine as it relates to the history of our country. And certainly as you've seen things change as a result of other things going on, the fast food revolution, diabetes and what causes it, people eating the wrong things, not getting enough exercise, et cetera, et cetera. I noticed that in league with that, and this is my question, things like exercising, dancing, brisk walking apparently cuts diabetes by 74%, even if you have diabetes in your family. So there are a lot of people who like to dance, a lot of people like to exercise. So generally speaking, I take away from this that exercise, if you eat even bad stuff, I don't know if that becomes an excuse. Okay, I'm having a dish of ice cream, and then I'm going to go out and run around because then I won't get diabetes. Does that work?
Well, we know that aerobic exercise, exercise in general, just helps keep the body more sensitive to insulin. It helps get the blood sugar lower, helps get the weight down. So exercise definitely is important if you have diabetes. And to tailor it to you, talk to your doctor about it. There are certain exercises that are better for certain patients who have diabetes, but exercise is excellent. Walking, running, cycling, dancing, as you recommend, water aerobics, high interval training, weight training, yoga, all of these are helpful for diabetes. Tailoring a program for you, talk to your doctor about it.
I was looking at some in-depth stuff when it comes to this, movements that get you sweating and a bit out of breath. This is something that I guess you go back to dancing. That could get you, depending on what you're, if you're doing ballroom dancing, it's probably not going to get you out of breath. But if you're doing some of the more modern dances, right, that could get you.
Absolutely. Dancing is good aerobic exercise.
Yeah. And whatever aerobic exercise.
And it's fun. And whatever, make it fun. Do something you enjoy, but get out and move.
I'm trying to imagine you dancing. I don't know why I find that.
You have to ask me.
Visualization. I'm not going to ask you to dance, but thanks for the idea.
I'm joking.
All right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen. This is Ask Dr. Ken. 59 past the hour on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.